You tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, last Sunday, the annual Beating of the Bounds took place in villages and parishes, and up and down the country. And an event stretching back deep into the times of history, yeah? When, I don't know, a procession of people would walk the boundaries of a parish or some other area. Originating before accurate maps had been drawn up, it was a way of ensuring that everyone knew where boundaries were, and it was an important way of imprinting it on people's memory, yeah? In more recent times, the practice has been adopted by local groups who want to protect open spaces such as the Leighton and Walthamstow marshes from development. Now, the new Lammas Lands Defence Committee, that was set up early in the 1990s to oppose the building on open land such as, the riding school and the ice rink down on the Lee Bridge Road, yeah? More recently, the Save Lee Marshes campaign, they opposed the use of marshes for a temporary basketball hall as part of the 2020 Olympic Games, and that was quite an active campaign, particularly on behalf of the Save Lee Marshes group. Now, last Sunday, New Sound Radio 92 FM, we went down to Leighton Marsh, where local campaigners were in fine voice for the annual Beating of the Bounds.
Sing a song of open space and sing it far and wide. Sing of ancient Lammas rights and justice on our side. Anyone encroaching it shall be defied. This is the land of the people. The land, our ancient Lammas land. The land, the ground on which we stand. We will not be robbed when there's a ballot in this land. This is the land of the people.
Okay, guys, we're moving on along today for the 19th annual procession around the boundaries of the Leighton Marshes, which are on the other side of the river. It's a very ancient ceremony, and it's been carried out in England since time immemorial, and probably has its origins in pagan ritual by marking out a space in which you sanctified the space that you had walked around. When the Normans arrived, they decided that the lords of the manor, because there were no maps then, should mark out the boundaries of their lands by walking around or riding around, if they were extensive, on horseback, once a year or once every so often anyway, at prescribed times, and to incorporate the land, to check that the boundaries were secure, and so that everyone knew where their boundaries were, where the lords' boundaries were, where the church's boundaries were. Since then, it's obviously moved on a bit. We no longer have lords of the manor. They got abolished in about 1898. But there are many areas of the country where people need to know what their boundaries are, because if we don't know where the boundaries are, we can't defend them against hideous excrescences like this over here on Essex Wolf. Our wonderful council in Waltham Forest gave permission for this to go up. So this is the kind of thing that we're all trying to prevent happening again, if possible. And so one of the things we do is walk every year around the boundaries of Leighton Marsh.
The land, the ground on which we stand.
Joined now by Kath Rasbash from that new Lammas Lands Defence Committee. Can you just tell us what's going on here today?
Right, well, this is our big annual event called Beating the Bounds, and we're going to do basically a walk around parts of Leighton and Walthamstow marshes, and it's based on the historical Beating the Bounds, which used to happen so that people would know what the boundaries were of the ancient Lammas lands where they had grazing rights for their animals.
And when you say Lammas lands, could you explain exactly what that is?
Lammas is a name for the harvest in August, and the significance is that it was the changeover point between using these open lands for grazing as opposed to growing a crop during the winter months, from Lammas at the beginning of August through to Lady Day in the middle of March. the local commoners could take their cattle onto the marshes and graze them. But during the summer months between March and August, somebody else would have the right to grow a crop on those lands. So obviously the cattle weren't allowed on at that time. It was important for people to know what rights they had and where the boundaries were of the lands that they were allowed to use in these different ways at different times.
And I noticed you've got some willow sticks as well. What's all that about, willow sticks?
Right, well, as part of the Lammas procession, we cut willow sticks from the marshes, we peel off the bark, we decorate them with ribbons, and then we carry them in the procession so that everybody can see, yes, this is the Lammas procession with the willow sticks, and we use them to tap on the boundaries. Yes, here we are with a bit of vegetation from this area, and this is the boundary here. And we'll walk along and say, yes, this is the next significant piece of the boundary, and we'll tap the sticks again.
And I think traditionally it was rather cruel to children as well, wasn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say exactly cruel. I mean, because a big part is teaching people where the boundaries are, you want to teach the children. And so you might pick up one or two of the smaller children and just gently upend them, tap their head on a boundary marker. We do very occasionally do this if a child is keen for the experience and if their carer is happy for us to do it.
It's a good way to teaching children, maybe, yeah?
That was the idea, yes.
Now, of course, there's also a Christian element to this or a pagan element. Where does all this come from?
Well, I think that because the production of food is so intrinsic in a culture, and therefore it gets bound up with the religion, and the traditional time for doing the beating the bounds is this Sunday, Rogation Sunday, which is a part of the Christian calendar. It's connected to the sort of Easter and Ascension cycles. But sometimes we have had a Christian minister along who has blessed our willow sticks and helped to lead the procession, but it's not essential.
Okay, this is an ancient tradition. Is it relevant today, though? Do we need to beat the bounds today?
I think we do. The new Lammas Lands Defence Committee is interested in maintaining this open area of the marshes as publicly open land for access, for recreation, for people to just be able to enjoy the open spaces and nature. And that's what Beating the Bounds is all about. It's about reinforcing people's knowledge of their rights of the open lands.
Leighton Marshes, is it under threat then?
Always. One threat after another. New Lammas Lands Defence Committee was founded in the early 1990s when the riding stables was first being set up.
That's on the Leabridge Road, yeah?
That's on the Leabridge Road, and that's an enclosed part of the marshes. And we're still always being very aware that the riding centre would like to sort of take on a bit more paddock or build a few more buildings. You've got the waterworks centre, the visitor centre. We were a bit worried about that when it first was built. That's a building on the open marshes. When the Olympics came along, that obviously did very much for several years very deeply affect the availability of large areas of land for public access. All these issues one after another.
And finally, yeah, if there's one reason that beating the bounds is an important event today, what would that be?
To show people that these lands are here for them forever.
Kath Rasbash, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92.
Thank you.
And at the start of that feature, it was Katie Andrews, a long-time campaigner to protect the marshes. And if you want to find out more about the ancient tradition of beating the bounds and the current campaign to stop further development on the marshes, there's both the Save Lee Marsh and the new Lammas Lands Defence Committee. They've both got websites. Easiest way to find that probably is if you go to search engine, something like Google, and you type them in. You should better find the Save Lee Marshes or new Lammas Lands Defence Committee. And, of course, we've got Will Horitz with us from the Newham-based Community Links. What did you make of that?
It's fascinating. I didn't know about the old tradition at all.
Well, there you go. There you go. Old tradition with a new twist to it as well. A new sort of like giving new message. Okay, stay tuned because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned.